This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Protesters gathered today outside congressional offices in downtown Albuquerque to demand an end to inhumane conditions in detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border. It was part of a nationwide response to federal immigration policies that have separated family members, led to migrant deaths in detention, and sought to limit who can seek asylum in the U.S. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton has more.
The noon heat approached 100 degrees as people lifted homemade signs and expressed their outrage. Organizers, including Saira Namaste with the American Friends Service Committee, explained what advocates want from elected leaders.
We want the camps to close. Close the camps. We want no more funding for detention and deportation. And we want you to bear witness and actually go in one of the facilities. So that is our letter to you.
U.S. Representative Deb Haaland came out of her office. She said the recent increase in Central American migrants is a challenge the Trump administration has turned into a crisis.
Oh, I'm heartbroken about the treatment of human beings on the southern border. And if I could change it in a heartbeat, I promise you I would, but we're working very hard. I want you to know that I voted against that stinking Senate bill.
That Senate bill, it's a border aid package that President Trump signed this week. It provides $4.6 billion for humanitarian aid and increased security measures. Advocates say it doesn't do enough to protect migrants being held in detention. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall, who voted for the bill, sent a representative with a prepared statement. He was shouted down.
At the border, over half the money.
Senator Martin Heinrich also voted for the border assistance package. His state director, Rebecca Avidia, spoke to the crowd.
My own husband has undocumented immigrants in his family. This is personal. This is personal to me. This is personal to Senator Heinrich. We know that this has not been a perfect process. We are negotiating with the hostage taker. Nothing is perfect when we are in this situation.
Migrants, including unaccompanied children, have been held in cold, cramped, and filthy conditions, according to the Associated Press. The Trump administration has proposed sweeping restrictions on who can apply for asylum, changing the legal landscape for those fleeing violence in Central America. Victor Romero has been helping asylum seekers passing through New Mexico on their way to meet sponsors. He's with the New Mexico Dream Team.
There was a man that stood out to me a lot because he told me how his one-year-old child almost died in his arms, and he had been separated from his wife and the mother's child. And there's a lot of stories like that are very difficult to hear.
Speakers passed around the mic. Several people compared the confinement of migrants now to other atrocities throughout history, including the U.S.'s forced removal of Native Americans, internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, and the Holocaust. Here's Emmett Mayan of Nahalat Shalom Jewish Synagogue.
Dehumanizing people, isolating them in ghettos, starving them, slandering them, humiliating them, confining them, and feeding them the flames of racist hate with state-sponsored abuse is exactly how the Holocaust started. No different.
Hung Nguyen came out to protest with New Mexico Asian Family Center.
I have kids, and the government priority shouldn't be to keep the children away from their family. And seeking asylum, seeking refuge, it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, it's just so wrong.
Jessica Mills said she doesn't have much faith in electoral politics. She wants community members to force a change.
I would like to see us coming together in mass and closing the camps ourselves, and disarming Border Patrol and disempowering ICE.
Mills said she'd also love to see employees of those federal agencies lay down their authority and help migrants. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.